It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio.
Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Global supply issues could cause delays in accessing some of the most popular toys this Christmas, with toy retailers warning that shoppers choosing to buy later is also causing concern. I'm joined on the line by Ralph Regal, journalist with the Irish Independent, and Laura Erskine, a parenting expert and mother of three. Good morning and welcome to you both. Ralph, you've got the story today. So what is happening with supply and perhaps some shortages?
Yeah, it's a combination of factors, Pat. We're all aware of the fact that the global supply chains have been hit by the pandemic, and they've been quite slow to recover from that. Compounding that is the fact that there's also a shortage of computer processing chips, which have affected everything really from, car production right through to some of the most popular computer games, and in particular the PlayStation 5. So what's happened is a lot of the top-end electronic games are in relatively short supply, and added to that fact is that there's enormous demand for these top-end products. So what has changed in terms of the Christmas season this year is that during the pandemic, people were doing their shopping quite early because they were afraid there could be a lockdown. So you had people doing Christmas shopping as early as kind of September. Whereas what's happening this year is we've reverted to a more traditional model, which is where the Christmas shopping is really done over the 6 to 8 weeks before Christmas. And that has a particular impact for the toy sector. 40% of toys are sold in Ireland in that critical Christmas window. So it does exert an awful lot of pressure on retailers, and the difficulty is getting supplies. So if you take the PlayStation 5 in particular, and that's what I found quite extraordinary, is this product was launched actually almost 18 months ago, and yet the demand for it is quite extraordinary. And most of the shops that we contacted as part of this price survey for the Irish Independent didn't have stocks in the premises. They were hoping for major deliveries before Christmas, but there couldn't be a specific date given for it. And illustrating the scale of the problem is the fact that a lot of scalpers realized that there's such enormous demand for this product, in particular the special editions of it, had bought multiple models of it. And it is possible to buy the PlayStation 5 secondhand for more than what you should be paying for it brand new in a shop.
It sounds a bit like the second-hand car market at the moment. Is this a real shortage, or is this in some way artificially generated?
I think it is real. Some of the factors that are involved in it are definitely temporary. There are more stocks en route to global markets. And I think overall, if you look at it, no one is saying that there's going to be a shortage of toys this Christmas. But what there certainly is that it's going to be difficult for some families to buy specific special edition models because of the demand. And of course, it's not just, the electronic toys. If you look across the broad spectrum of the toy market, very specific toys are going to be in enormous demand this year. For instance, the top 10 toys, if you look at them, it's actually very interesting to see some of the types of toys that have made it. Squishy soft toys, for instance, are in the top 10 from virtually every retailer. Also making it into the top 10 are special edition Lego sets. Lego really has been one of the big winners in the last 10 years in many ways because of its branding link-ups with things like, say, Harry Potter, the Marvel Universe, and things like that. So some of those high-end, very special edition kits, they may be in short supply coming up to Christmas.
People hanging on for Black Friday if they're going to buy tech gifts?
Yeah, again, that's a reflection, I think, of the times we find ourselves in, Pat. The cost of living crunch has hit everybody. And what I think families are doing this year is they're looking for value for money. So they have specific toys in mind. They know what they want to buy. And I think they're hoping that Black Friday, Cyber Monday, they may get discounts on some of those toys. So they're holding tough. And really what you're going to see across not just the toy sector, but I think every aspect of Irish retail is a very intense, very hectic six-week shopping period, really from Black Friday all the way into Christmas Eve.
All right, Ralph, thank you very much for joining us. Laura Erskine, a parenting expert, mother of three, listening to that conversation. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
So, what's on the Santa list for your three?
Oh my goodness. Well, actually this year, Pat, with the global toy shortage, we have influenced our own children, and parents have to remember that you are your child's biggest influencer. So we're influencing our children to ask Santa to ask for an experience from for this Christmas rather than stuff. They have so many toys, and having three, and there are toys that have been passed down from one child to the next. So the house is heaving with toys. So they will just be getting one item to open on Christmas morning from Santa. And Santa will be gifting them an experience instead, where the whole family will head away and enjoy something together. And I think that's what, I suppose, the COVID lockdowns have taught us all as parents, is that it's the time together that we really enjoy the most, rather than the toys and the things that children, especially children who get too much, they often become so overwhelmed with the toys that they don't know what to play with.
Now, Santa means different things for children of different ages, I think it's fair to say. In what cohort are yours?
Well, I have a 13-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 3.5-year-old. So the magic of Christmas is very much still alive in our home, particularly so with our youngest, who really understands what Santa is all about this year. And there'll be, the Santa experience visits in the lead up to Christmas. And the excitement of having anything to open under the Christmas tree will be a delight for our youngest one. Whereas the older two, they will certainly have a number of items that they will be, adding to their list and in the hope that they will get at least one of them. And I suppose their peers are also a big influence there too.
Okay, and how does Santa deliver the experience?
Well, this is it. I think it'll be a surprise. I think some Disney ears might be added to the gifts to open, and they might perhaps have to guess what it is, along with some printed out images of some magical places that they might get to go to. So that's the plan. And I think that, if you follow the idea that, children don't get absolutely everything that they put on their list, the parents, that they go with something, maybe something to wear, something they want, something they need, something to wear, and something to read is a good little saying to recite with your children. And then to remember that parents shouldn't feel under pressure to gift absolutely every single thing. Santa is a very busy person, so parents obviously do help Santa in some respects in sourcing some of the items. But there's a lot of children who will need to get Christmas presents this year. And also maybe for our children to appreciate others who don't have as much. And it could be time to do a bit of a clear out of toys as well ahead of the Christmas season, to maybe give to those who are less fortunate.
Barbara has been on the text, and she says, I was in Smith's in Carrick Mines in Dublin yesterday. The shelves were piled high and people had full trolleys, sometimes two trolleys. So the shopping is going gangbusters anyway. A final question is about a creature that didn't come to our house. It didn't exist in our house when I was a lad. And that's the elf on the shelf. What's the function of the elf on the shelf?
Well, the elf on the shelf is very much alive. In fact, he was arrived to our home last week, would you believe? As soon as the Halloween decorations were put away, the elf on the shelf has appeared in the run up to Christmas to make sure that the children are kept on the straight and narrow. He's watching. In fact, we have two elves. We have a boy and a girl in this home, and they're watching to make sure that the children are behaving themselves. They're being kind to one another. They're helping around the house, and they're doing their homework. And really, it's a tool that parents can definitely employ in terms of getting children to be on their very best behaviour in the run up to Christmas, as the elves do report back to Santa Claus.
And okay, so the elf is basically a spy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I think if there's one thing, Pat, that we as parents would like perhaps to influence in terms of the media market is perhaps that we want the toy show to happen a little bit earlier than it does. I know this year it's happening on the 25th of November, which coincides with Black Friday, but that's also a big influencer in terms of the toys that are being added to Christmas lists. And I know Santa would definitely like for that to happen a little earlier, so he's got more time to plan with the elves in the workshop. So, you know, if there was one campaign that maybe all parents could get behind, would be for that kind of show to happen a little bit earlier than it does, so that there is less pressure on all involved.
I'll have to have a chat with Ryan about all of that. All right, Laura, thank you very much for joining us. Parenting expert Laura Erskine.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio.
Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.